mentioned faucet today, would that be at the sink?
Yes, in later years it'd be at the sink.
And
now I'm speaking quite in advance of when we first started, because we didn't have such a thing.
Made a jump now to the present day.
Yes, sir.
How about the one out in your yard? What do you call that?
The faucet out.
That's faucet there.
Well, I think so.
Now we'll shift back to the past. When did you get your vinegar in when you were a boy?
We made a lot of it ourselves in the wooden cask, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Wooden keg. Wooden keg, I believe it's called. Mm-hmm. More than.
Was that a little one or one of those great big ones?
No, probably a 20, 30 gallons.
What would it be if it held 50 gallons or 100?
Well, we'd get those sometimes for other uses. Brine barrels for pickle or meat in those large ones, but I don't remember ever making vinegar old about 15, 20 gallons.
Did you ever take the metal ring from one of those and rub it with a stick?
Yes, a little, not too much, I hope. Not too much. The only way probably we ever used it at all would be in our reading lessons at school. I'd have some in the beginning lessons, but boys rolling hoops and girls, and probably did a little just from that, but it wasn't much of an exercise in this country either, so.
Did you use the steel part of a wheel for that at all, or did you just, just never did that?
No, sir. I didn't do that much.
What did you have in a buggy to drive your horses if you want to speed them up? See, on the buggy, those the two parts that come out that you put the horse between?
Yes. You didn't, as far as in our locality, we didn't see much single horse driving. I might ask Corrine. Corrine, was there much use to single horse driving the buggies in your community? There's always a team, wasn't it?
Well, of course, we had those buggies with just the shaft.
Did you use much of it?
Well,
in our way, I didn't. You had one. Wasn't in our work, locality down in there. I don't remember seeing one or two times the shaft was used. We just always used a team.
Well, I think
on the east,
there was more, but there were quite a few
around
here.
But I don't recall, to be honest with you, ever driving a single horse.
Right.
Only time. I don't recall it. There were some here, but we always used a team.
I needed two horses to.
Well, it just. It's more or less, as I remember here, Corrine, that early day, the communities were different in the way they used.
Well,
our community down there.
Do you think that maybe that one horse, you think the women used those more than a team maybe when they went? Of course, they went to the neighbors. The women didn't do any particular traveling, though.
The shaft was really harder for a woman to hook up than a team was. They always had to back their horse and back and pull that shaft up at the same time, or the tongue, they just back in, or the tongue up and put it over the neck yoke. So,
of course, when the women rode horses, they always used the side saddle.
They never thought of a woman riding.
No.
It was just a pretty near criminal offense for a woman to get on that.
Are those common out here now?
Side saddle. There's some hanging around in museums, about all.
But that's all.
I took one back to our historical collection at the beginning of the of the month. I picked it up over in Miami from a man over there who wanted to give it to me.
It's just one hanging down here in the Pioneer Building. Yeah,
I believe there is. And of course, the Surreys. Did you folks have a Surrey?
Yes.
We had a Surrey. It didn't have fringe on it.
No, I don't think ours did either. The text I heard.
Well, now this song that was written about the wonderful one horse shay. Now was that where the horse was?
That is
the shaft on the buggy.
Yeah.
But we sure had one of those.
But thinking of it, the hardship or the difficulty of hitching it up, I would think the shafts would be harder for a woman to